views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Julie Show. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected lives. Every Tuesday, right here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and maybe even animals and what's working in the world. So speaking of what's working, imagine how pets are able to travel thousands of miles through unknown territory to reunite with their beloved humans. Imagine how dogs can detect cancer with up to a 98% accuracy and even foresee epileptic or diabetic seizures in their owners. Imagine how animals seem to know when earthquakes and tsunamis are coming before the world's best seismologists and scientists. It's true. And we have a doctor of veterinary medicine here to tell us all about it. She offers a wealth of amazing stories and research-based evidence indicating animals have deeply perceptive, even extrasensory abilities. She shows us that animals are sentient, intuitive, and psychic, and provides guidance to develop a deeper, more spiritual connection to the animals that surround us. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment as you open your mind, connect with your heart, and expand into your greatest potential. A passionate animal advocate and educator, Dr. Linda Bender, loves the natural world, and her love began in her childhood backyard, from orphaned deer to blue jays prematurely bumped from their nests. Animals in distress somehow found a way into her loving arms. Her innate rapport with animals inspired her to earn a doctor of veterinary medicine. During the 14 years she spent living in England, Asia, Africa, and the Middle East, Linda's veterinary work included the rescue, rehabilitation, and protection of wildlife, often in remote areas. Working with zoos in Southeast Asia, she treated animals rescued from the wildlife trafficking trade and helped reintroduce them back into their natural habitats. In both Asia and Africa, she worked with local communities promoting anti-poaching initiatives and educational programs. Sharing stories of her deep connection to animals, she helped school children understand, respect, and protect both wildlife and domestic animals. Dr. Linda recently completed her first book, Animal Wisdom, Learning from Spiritual Lives of Animals, which illuminates the undeniable ability for animals to restore ecological, emotional, and spiritual balance. Welcome, Dr. Linda.
Thank you. Thrilled to be here.
I am really thrilled to be here with you. I have to tell you, I just fell in love with you through your book. I fall in love with books, but the essence of you was just right there, and I love that. And I'm going to start with a quote that you had, because we traditionally start off with the same question on our show, and so many of your words led right to it. So I'm going to share a quote. You said, "Animals have taught me to perceive the connectedness of all living things and to experience for myself the joy they experience in this connectedness. They have taught me to accept the limits of my own understanding and to relax into the mystery of existence. And with that, I just want to start off by asking you, Dr. Linda, what does all things connected mean to you?
As you read that, I am pulled back to a time when I was a very young girl. My dad used to call me Nature Girl. But I remember specifically being out in nature. And in a specific example might be the story I actually have in my book about rescuing a small rabbit, a little bunny, in the middle of the night. And I brought that bunny inside and I held it. And what I learned through that experience of holding and helping that bunny and rescuing that bunny was that somehow, in an inexplicable way, I understood that all life is connected. All life is intertwined and that it flows and ebbs through all of us. And there is something much bigger running the show. And those were my earliest memories of that, and that has continued throughout my experience, through my work as a veterinarian, through my work in conservation, and just every aspect of my life.
Well, that just oozes from every word on the pages of your book as well. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate about your book is it's not just for an animal lover. Really, what I hear from your pages and from the essence of you is really that this is that universal reality, that universal mind, creation, spirit, whatever we want to call that unity or that oneness. You really teach lessons from that place, the spiritual lessons of who we are, not only as a humanity, but all of creation. And I love how you teach that.
Thank you. You know, we are being reminded. It's not new. We are being reminded of our connectedness to all things. Because, you know, in pre-industrialized civilizations and cultures, much of this was already known and practiced. And, you know, there's been this misguided belief in modern post-industrial traditions that animals are lesser beings, you know, and materialist scientists would say not only animals, but all of us, you know, are nothing but neural networks firing, you know, we as humans are at least capable of feelings or emotions, but that is so not true. And this belief, you know, that belief to me is a superstition because it's based on experiences of people who've never had a relationship with animals or nature.
You know, one of the things that you talk about is really the present moment. And, you know, there's so many lessons in this book. I don't know how we're going to cover everything in an hour, but one of the everyone needs to buy this book. It's just beautiful. But one of the things you talk about a lot is how animals literally bring us into the present moment. And not just that they're in the present moment, but also this facilitation of moving us into the present moment. You want to talk a little bit about that consciousness?
Sure. Being in the present moment is really the only time anything does ever happen. So with that in mind, so many of us humans, and we all do it, we spend so much of our time, you know, thinking about the past and then worrying about the future. And that time in the present is rare, and we fleetingly are in it, but when we are in it, it is our most powerful. You know, it's who we are. It's where our soul exists. And you know, animals are here. They're incarnate. They're examples for us. And there are just so many. And that joy, one of the topics I love to talk about, and I have a chapter on in the book, is that joy, and that joy of being alive. And the joy of being alive is expressed in the present moment. For example, if it's a Monday morning and we are rushing out the door to do what we have to do, and we've got our list there in our hands, and just for one split second we are distracted by the bird singing in the tree. And it's a tough job on a Monday morning to distract us from our to-do list, but a bird can do it. And we listen and we're seduced into that joy of being alive in the present moment. And that's just one simple example. Or when we spend any amount of time in nature, it pulls us into that present moment.
Yeah, being in nature is a beautiful example of that too. And I was thinking about even my little Shih Tzu at home, and paying attention that when I come in, if I pick her up or pet her, I really am focused in the present moment with her. There's no denying about that. So, you know what? I'm going to read this quote right before we go to break, our first break, because I think it's a beautiful example of this present moment that you talked about. Animals live in the present moment. If kindness, caring, and respect fill that moment, life is full, no matter what came before or might come in the future. A soul that feels loved is joyous and healed. I love that so much. Hey, before we take our first break, why don't you tell our listeners your website? Where can they find you?
Oh, yes. They can find me at lindabender.org. Lindabender.org. And from there, they can click on to my Facebook and like me and get lots of good information on there.
Very good. I'll remind you, listeners, of that again after the break. But we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Stay with us. There's so much more to come.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. At MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm Dr. Julie Kroll, and I have Dr. Linda Bender here with me, who's the author of Animal Wisdom, Learning from the Spiritual Lives of Animals. And Dr. Linda, you are a beautiful healer, a beautiful empath, and an amazing storyteller. In the book, there are so many beautiful stories with lessons and really meaningful lessons that come to us as humans. One of the things that you talked about in the book was the silent communion with your horse in Ghana. And I know you have lots of favorite stories, but why don't you tell us and the listeners some of your favorite stories, just one or two of your favorite stories.
You mean stories, me personally, in connection with an animal?
Yeah. You know, the one that... I love the story when you were talking about your horse. You're on a bus, a crazy man with a gun, and you go to this.
Yes. That was, the theme of my life has been, you know, I have a real gypsy spirit. So, you know, in my life, I've combined the three things, the top loves of my life are, of course, my love for animals, my love for travel. And I've been on a spiritual journey. And so a lot of my experiences have been slightly out of the normal. But the story you're referring to is when I was on a local bus in Indonesia, and in the middle of the day, and I was reading, and all of a sudden somebody jumped on the bus, and I, of course, didn't understand the local language. But next thing I knew, there was a gun pointed at everyone on the bus, and it, of course, seemed to be pointed right at my forehead. And there was not a thing I could do, absolutely nothing I could do. And that took some of the fear out of it, because fight or flight would have been a bit useless. But what I found happened to me, and it was a profound moment in my life, was that I flipped into the question of, oh my, this could be the last moment that I'm in this life. What was it all about? What was it for? And what came to my present moment awareness was a very beautiful moment when I was riding my horse, Jitem, in Africa many years before that. And that oneness, that beautiful connection we had together out running in the bush, and the beauty of it. And that's what came to mind in that moment of life's most precious, what's most precious, if in fact we're going to leave the earth. And I lived with that moment and the joy of that moment and the gift. And it was beautiful to me.
And then you can't leave our listeners in suspense. Everything was okay and no one got hurt. But
what happened is I was so joyously reconnected with my horse because, you know, and I've been a lifelong meditator. And, you know, in meditation, we become ready for experiences that often actually manifest in our daily lives. And that was a connected moment, a beautiful oneness experience that I relived while sitting on the bus. And it was actually funny because what did happen is the bus stopped, and I don't know whether they radioed ahead or something, but anyway, people jumped on. The guy with the gun was apprehended, and it was quite funny because as soon as it was all safe, everyone stopped screaming and looked at me and said, "Are you okay? You okay? You okay?" And we were all okay. It was a very valuable lesson to me that, you know, nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. We can all be jerked out of this life at any moment. And from time to time, we are reminded in one way or another of what really is important in life.
Yeah, and the thing that I really appreciated about this story, you tell a lot of stories of your direct relationship with the animals and moments spent in that oneness with the animals, but how healing and therapeutic just the memory of that experience brought you into that state of oneness during this crisis moment, and you weren't stressed out or in crisis. So, you know, it was just such a powerful lesson about the power of our mind and how we can come back to this state of being, this state of oneness. And you did it through an animal. That's your path. But it was it was really a beautiful lesson.
Yeah, and I think that what happened to me, I was like thrown into a bliss moment that was extremely meaningful to me, and that bliss moment was all about love. It was the immense power of love. I'm not talking about the Hallmark card variety. I'm talking about deep understanding of love, and the power of that, that it's much more powerful than fear.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, one thing our culture, you know, we forget. We think fear and negativity has power and that love is weakness. But in actual fact, in everything I've ever learned about through animals and in any type of work, I've been in crazy situations around the world throughout my life, and is the immense power of love, and that it truly is what runs the universe and is the most powerful thing we are offered in life if we choose to really investigate it.
Yeah. You know, that the power of love, you even learned some lessons in death. You talked a lot about life and death and the circle of life in your book. And one of the lessons on love that I really appreciated too was when the one dog passed and you couldn't do anything about it.
Yes.
Do you remember that story?
That was the story. I was reminded of that story as when you read the quote from my book before the break. What that dog taught me, you know, bodhisattvas come in sometimes small, unassuming packages. You know, the gods don't come in the front door making big entrances. Often they come quietly, humbly in through the back door. And I was treating a dog, really, really badly treated, homeless dog. It was had misformed hip and leg, and it had really had a rough life on the streets. And I brought that little dog in, and unfortunately, over the course of 2 weeks, I realized that the dog had distemper, and there was something about that dog. I tried some different treatments to see what I could do with the dog, and I kept him in isolation and spent a lot of time with him together, just the two of us. And I, for a week, I thought he was healed, but unfortunately, it didn't happen. And I then knew that dog's time was limited, but rather than euthanizing that dog, we spent time together. And what I learned is the difference between being cured and being healed. And, you know, none of us gets out of this life alive. We're all going to die. But that dog and the time we spent together in loving tenderness in that present moment was so powerful. And that dog thanked me for the love that made the present moment beautiful and made everything that happened in the past unimportant. What was important was that dog passed in love and being cared for. And it taught me a huge lesson about healing. And that's a tough lesson to learn for a veterinarian who's trying to save lives.
Yeah, as well as us humans who we think that it's the same thing, you know, if we're not cured from a disease, if we're not, you know, whatever. So I love that example. You know, I really want to help our listeners understand how they can telepathically connect with animals. And you talk a lot about that in the book. So we'll do this next segment. But one of the things, we have just a few minutes before break, you say humans are not so happy and why animals are happier than people. We got just a few minutes. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, you know, animals live, in my experience, animals live in a place that's more connected to source. You know, I have there are a variety of words you can say. I use the word source to the oneness of all, the God, whatever. But they're closely in that world. We, unfortunately, are, you know, the veils are a little stronger with us, particularly in our culture. But animals are connected, and they trust. They have a trust in what they don't know, what they don't understand, and they're happier living in that present and not knowing what may come tomorrow, or knowing that it may not be paradise as a human would define it, but whatever happens, there's a trust in that connectedness to source, and there's a happiness and a joy in just being.
So I've been away from home for over a week. Do you think my dog is happy? Do you think she's happy?
Well, I'm not sure. But you know, you could contemplate that. You know, I just wrote an article about helping people decide what to do when they travel. You know, when they go away, if they, you know, the pros and cons of taking animals with them or leaving them at home, and how you can best serve your companion animals when you do go away.
Mm. Well, that would be helpful. I have to tell you, I had an experience with my dog, and I think it's a good place to start on the next segment as we talk about how to connect with dogs and learn how to communicate with animals. So we're going to take a quick break.
Great.
You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We'll be right back with more with Dr. Linda Bender.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, is giving you a guaranteed $3,500 on your trade. Push, pull, or tow it to Central and get $3,500. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. A new Ford Focus, Mazda 3, Hyundai Elantra, or Volkswagen Jetta for as low as $99 a month. America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Why shop anywhere else when you can get the best brands at one location? Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen. Over 600 vehicles to choose from and hundreds of free. We are never undersold or give you $2,000. Open 7 days a week, and we have the best service. Now open Saturdays, 7:30 to 4. We service all makes and models. Get a guaranteed $3,500 on your trade now through the end of August. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. On August 31st from 11 to 4, don't miss our huge Ford Car and Truck Show. Bring your Ford and win great prizes. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
Central Auto Group.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I am here with Dr. Linda Bender, author of Animal Wisdom. And I want to remind you, you can find her at lindabender.org. And it's B-E-N-D-E-R, B as in boy, lindabender.org. And you can also find her Facebook page through her website. So, Dr. Linda, I promised a story about my dog. And I have a little miniature Shih Tzu named Boo. And literally, when we got her, I didn't want to name her Boo. I was thinking Chloe. I had a lot of good names, and my kids insisted on Boo. And then my son, and they were adult children. They were going off to college, and my adult sons, all the friends, no, she's Boo, she's Boo, she's Boo. And so I was like, okay, reluctantly,
Boo.
I named her Boo. And so I have lots of stories about her, but I'll try to keep it to one. We were having trouble with her having accidents in the house, and a friend said, "Well, call this dog Whisperer. She's amazing." And it was just one of these tender moments where we had the whole session with her and did a lot of work. But when she first introduced herself to my dog Boo, she explained, here's my process, here's what I do. And so it's quiet, and we're silent on the phone, and she's connecting with my dog, and she starts laughing really loud. And then she comes back to me and she goes, "Well, I just introduced myself to Boo." And she said, I asked her, what can I call you? And she said, I've got a lot of different names, but you can call me Sparkles. And I just burst out laughing, because where did that come from? But I could totally see my dog saying, you can call me Sparkles, because, you know, they call me Blue, they call me Jaxie, they call me all these things. And so anyway, it fascinates me how people can tune in and communicate with pets. So let's talk about that. And before we get into helping our listeners understand, why don't you tell us a few stories about, really, how does that work? How does it happen?
Well, what I do, one chapter I have in my book is about the amazing unexplained power of animals. And we can talk more about that at the end, because that's part of some of the work I'm doing now. I'm collecting stories that people have with their pets, their companion animals, or with wildlife, of these unexplainable stories of communication, whatever you want to call it, psychic, intuitive experiences. Because in my experience, it's normal to have these experiences, these intuitive experiences. It's actually non-normal or paranormal, not normal, to not experience it. So one of the reasons I'm collecting these stories, along with Rupert Sheldrake, who's a great British scientist, is we want people to really believe in these stories, that it's not extraordinary. It's not unusual to connect with an animal. And there's so many documented stories. For example, there's a book by Dean Radin. It's called The Conscious Universe. You know, there is a compelling body of evidence that suggests human minds connect with each other and with animals across space and time. So this stuff is going on all the time. And I have tons of documented stories in my book showing that. But, for example, on a ski vacation with a family, a Welsh corgi was presumed to have tragically died in an avalanche slide. Well, 4 days later, traveling wintry unknown territory, this dog is found sitting outside its family's motel room. You know, animals have amazing abilities that we are beginning to understand and work with. Elephants respond to happenings huge distances away. So many stories. But then I also have a section in the book where I allow people to open themselves through a heart connection to connect with their pets or an animal out in nature. And how I start, would you like me to do that?
Oh, that would be one. Yeah.
Talk about that. Because the example you gave is almost like a psychic reading. Like a conversation. You have to remember that animals don't speak English. They don't say English. They don't read books. They're not like us. And what you get in a connection is the meaning of the word. For example, imagine you're talking to somebody and you're trying to describe something and you just totally have a moment and you can't recall the word. But the meaning is in your mind, right? You know the meaning of the word, but you can't place the word. Well, some of that is the way stuff comes across. The meaning comes across, and also pictures. But then you assign the word. So the word is human. It isn't the animal. So that is what I would call more of a psychic exchange, informational exchange. My intuitive exchanges with animals are between equals, companions, about matters that are more spiritually concerned. Healing, for example. I am personally connected very empathically and intuitively to animals, and I'm a healer. And so my inner encounters with them revolve around that. It's my healing ability with animals. I will pick up information about perhaps a traumatic experience, an animal's experience of adversity or something of that nature. Will I get to know, what Fluffy wants for dinner? Probably not, but I'll get deep intuitive encounters with an animal. For example, let me say this. If I want to connect with any animal, an elephant, what makes an elephant alive is the same thing that makes you or me alive. So when I want to experience a connection, a spiritual connection with that being, I start by connecting with the source in me. And then I move from there through the heart, through the soul. And that's why in the book I give certain techniques that help awaken us to that type of a connection. And it's helpful not only for animals, but it's helpful with human beings as well.
Yeah, I loved how you said, connecting with the divine within ourselves, and it really does open us. And if we all just take a moment and pause there and think about how we connect with other humans non-verbally, I imagine we can do that very same thing with animals.
Absolutely, because one basic understanding and knowledge that I have is that all life is soul, and many anima, the root word of animal, it means soul. all life is soul. The Aboriginal cultures, the shamanic cultures in Africa, these cultures knew and understood that all life is soul. So we connect on that level easily and intuitively when we begin to understand it. But we have to connect there within ourselves first. That's where we in this culture get into trouble, because we've forgotten how to do that.
Yeah.
So I offer a lot of techniques to help people.
Yeah, you do. You have some really simple steps and some practices.
Very simple.
Yeah, very simple. I love that. And maybe you can give, a few of those in our next segment. One of the things that you say that I loved was that this radiant, mysterious, and unique expressions of the source. You describe animals in that way. It's that we're all radiant, mysterious, and unique expressions of source, and the animals are the same.
Yes.
So when we're thinking of creation as all the same substance, that inner wisdom, that divine source, when we're thinking like that, literally, it does make it easier to connect and getting out of our heads and our thinking minds, and really in
right.
that moment is where you start.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it's listening. You know, it's less talking to or thinking at. It's a deep listening and willingness to accept and receive offerings from the soul of another being.
Yeah. You know, I with that dog whisperer that I had, she taught me that what you referred to as seeing pictures. She taught me how to mm-hmm. communicate in the language of pictures and using, you know, our imagination and our the essence of who we are by giving pictures to the dog and receiving pictures from the dog. And that is mm-hmm. kind of difficult for us, our human mind that's mm. pretty linear. So the left brain has a difficult time with that. But why don't we go there after the break, give our listeners a little, maybe a practice of how to begin in that place and be able to hopefully connect with the animals at a deeper level. So I'm going to remind our listeners they can find you at www.lindabender.org. That's B-E-N-D-E-R, two elephants there. B-E is an elephant, N-D-E is an elephant, R.org. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Orenum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Orenum.com. That's ORANUM.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, all things connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, please visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, for all the upcoming shows, and all the archives are there for you as well if you want to tune into something that you've missed. And we appreciate all your feedback, emails, and connecting with us on the Facebook page. You can stay connected there all week on all things connected with Dr. Julie right there on Facebook. So we love to continue the conversation. So tune in, come over, say hi. Love to hear from you. So, Dr. Bender, we were talking about the pictorial images of sending that. And really, when I can tune in to really seeing my dog behaving the way that we ask her to, with her managing her little dog body. That's what the words we learned to say, that she gets to manage the little dog's body. And we also talked about what I learned was also not having a big emotional response when we're dealing with her. If she has an accident, we don't send a lot of energy emotionally to the accident. We learn how to stay in this calm place and remember seeing her outside and feeling this contentedness kind of feeling. But we were talking about some ways that people can learn the practices in the book, and you have lots of them. Why don't you share one with our listeners?
Sure. You know, I believe very much, in response to what you just said, that positive reinforcement is totally the way to go with animals. We need to get away, and I think most people are getting away from that. You know, we have dominion over animals, and we have to show that we're top dog and blah, blah, blah. It's really all about positive reinforcement and connecting to a being that's as an equal. You know, when you want to communicate with an animal over the telepathic airways, you want to have respect and honor and show that being that they're equals. And that's an opener. That's a door opener right there, number one. And but there are things you can do. For example, I have one little very simple practice in my book, and listeners could just try it later on. And it's very simply sending a feeling. And this is, so your job, your task, is to send an emotion to an animal. and you start with one that is, you know, directly related. For instance, instead of saying, good dog, good dog. Instead of that, just experience that emotion of being happy and pleased with your dog inside. Just begin to feel it within yourself and notice what that feels like in your body. And it can be helpful to exaggerate the feeling a bit, really filling yourself up with the sense of being pleased. And then simply send it. And then watch your animal and notice if you feel your animal seems to be responding to the emotional messages that directly concern him or her. And you can go on to work with sending other feelings that you might be having. And then you can let your animal know that you feel sad or worried or excited. You know, none of this is going to come up as news to your companion, because trust me, your animal is doing this anyway with you. the human, are just now becoming more conscious of it. They are already conscious of it. Animals have been, they've picked up your moods all the time. They probably know what you're feeling even better than you know what you're feeling. But that's not the point. The purpose is to get yourself deliberately sending feelings. And this will help you to recognize feeling messages that you're receiving from animals as well. So this is a great way to open the telepathic airways in communicating with animals.
That's interesting. I had an experience where I was traveling I did a cross-country tour several years ago, and my dog developed this horrible allergy and was just itching and scratching and what have you. Long story short, the veterinary was trying all kinds of different things, and her allergy just went away later, and she's never had it since, after changing food and medicines and shots and all these things. But I learned intuitively to let her know that I'll be back and I'm here and all is well. And I do that same thing. I was projecting that feeling response to her every time I would travel. So that's a
totally
great technique. Yeah, I appreciate that.
It really, really is. And I actually just wrote that for somebody. They were asking, what can I do? It was part of that, you know, when people are traveling, what can you do? And you can use a suitcase as a symbol. And I said, if you're going to be going to and fro with a suitcase, to help the animal understand that the suitcase isn't horrible, take the suitcase, say, to the grocery store, throw it in the car, and then bring the suitcase back. So the animals, for some reason, they pick up suitcases. They've always done it with me. I had a cat, actually, who used to urinate on my suitcase. I had to hide it because it didn't like it when I took that suitcase out. But so the suitcase comes and goes. So when you're actually going on your trip for a week, you can send those pictorial messages, but you can also use this kind of symbology. Ah, yes, she's gone. She's had the suitcase. Bob, I remember. The suitcase comes back. So there are many different ways you can work with that. But the mental pictures, the emotions, all that, it's all part of it.
Nice. Well, you know, we need to have another show because there's so much to talk about. But I want to give you just a few minutes for the advocate to speak of what can we do to make a difference. You have a long list in the book, but what do we need on the planet right now? What do the animals need, and how can we help?
Oh, my. Yes, I have very, very... So many people constantly come to me and say, I want to help. I don't know what to do. I'm just one person. The problems are so huge. Let me just say this. Every single thing you do every day, you are making decisions that will make a difference in the world. That is the kind of foods you eat, the things you buy, all the choices you make every day. So be very, very mindful of the choices you make, the decisions you make. That's number one. So many simple things, techniques, you know, that I have in my book, from simple things like recycling, you know, be a voice for the voiceless. Speak out anytime you see injustice. You know, it's little things, picking up litter, it's not using plastic. And as a veterinarian, for me personally, I teach people, if you want to make your own body healthier and help animals, stop eating meat for a variety of reasons. From, you know, when you eat the flesh of an animal whose body has been riddled with antibiotics and hormones and stress hormones from abuse of treatment, all that stuff becomes part of your body when you eat it. And not only that, you know, methane gas is produced for animal production. I mean, for a multitude of reasons, the number one thing I say is eat less or preferably no meat.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Bender. You know what? We do have to have a second show. I've got we are out of time, and I just want to remind listeners there's so many more suggestions, stories, everything in the book. Get it. It's Animal Wisdom by Dr.
Yeah.
Bender. Thank
and
you so much.
Go to my website, and you'll find out a lot more stuff.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. Hey, listeners.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I appreciate you, and I look forward to having you back. Make connection your intention and live to your fullness. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. At MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.